Nick Hemming enjoys doing his sums here in one of my favourite Frank Lesser songs, working through from 2, 4, 8 and 16 to the final significant tote-up.
16 and 16 are 32. Inchworm, inchworm, measuring the miracle, you and your arithmetic will probably go far. Inchworm, inchworm, measuring the miracles, seems to me
I took quite a fancy to Nick Hemming and his Leisure Society band back in 2009. I can't remember now whether it was love at first sound or at first sight. Their song, The Last of the Melting Snow, was honey to ravaged ears and something of an indie hit in Britain at the time. It was a wistful chamber pop waltz, topped like icing on a fairy cake by the flute of Helen Whittaker. Wistful because it had been inspired by heartbreak on a personal level. Hemming had just broken up with his girlfriend, which may have something to do with the song itself skirting pretty close to that sad but resolute Neil Young waltz, Only Love Can Break Your Heart. But it was more than just a pretty, melancholic triple timer. It came with an intriguing video by the Turbo Collective, a triumvirate of Tom Stokes, Kristen Bristrup and Ollie Christian, in which Hemming and the other musicians bounced around on a line of empty chairs synchronised to the music. 9 years on, I still get pleasure from it, as I do from the song itself.
Wait all year for the parting shot, for the epilogue, for the moment when it stops and the days fade away. In no doubt as I leave this town, I will not return, for I haven't got the room in my head for these things. And America seems to know a long way to go as we hide ourselves in the last of the melting snow.
Nick Hemming is a true song craftsman. He knows how to cut, shape and polish those notes. And the Leisure Society knows how to transfer these skills onto the songs of others. The program opened with their take on Frank Lesser's Inchworm, one of the numbers that the American wrote for the 1952 Danny Kaye movie Hans Christian Andersen, a track that the Leisure Society recorded for a 2010 album of indie lullabies titled Sing Me to Sleep. It's not the only time that these musicians have alchemised a familiar, perhaps too familiar song with their magic wands. If you'd like to eradicate Shirley Bassey's uber-dramatic version of George Harrison's Something out of your mind forever, then the Leisure Society can do it for you, chiselling it down in the first minute into a delicate, quavering confession.
Thank you.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. Don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe in hell. Somewhere in a smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. Don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me.
I last featured the Leisure Society on this program in 2016. The occasion was a new album titled The Fine Art of Hanging On, and the title track seemed to be offering an appreciated solution for graceful survival in the very stressful 21st century. There's a little apocalypse brewing in its lyrics, but Hemming and his bandmates tint it with urgent repeated notes and ever-rising harmonies, not to mention Nick Atwell's rousing trumpet contributions, which might have breezed in from the local Salvation Army brass band.
In the Madison Island, another lame animal, defeating the odds with a fistful of Avalon. Pages are angels narrating the downfall. The blood in the veins is all that we've ever known. There's nothing above us, and nothing below us, and nothing between us. And how do I get over that? The failure of savior, the fine art of hanging on, has whipped us to lift the light from the remnant. And we put it all together.
It's made in the waiting, the float on a reservoir. It's born us to form a start from an ending. And we put it all together.
The Leisure Society was certainly surviving in 2015, and very well indeed. Their previous three albums attracted swathes of praise from all quarters, and not only for Hemming's finely nuanced songwriting. I remember David Honigman in the Financial Times stressing that we should not forget just how skillful the group's chamber pop arrangements were. If 2015's The Fine Art of Hanging On both hung on and explored new directions, Then their latest, Arrivals and Departures, does the same, even if it was generated by the same emotional turmoil that was caught in The Last of the Melting Snow, which I played three songs ago. This time around, the separation has been between Hemming and the group's flautist, Helen Whittaker, and it permeates the album, particularly so in the set's most immediate song. Perhaps the clue to this track, titled A Bird, A Bee, Humanity, lies in Zoe Bread's video for it, in which the hero walks ceaselessly, often followed by an ominous shadow, ending in a fall from grace into endless repetition. But do heartbreak and sorrow really deserve to be quite so catchy? Maybe for the flinty-hearted, but there are broader issues laid out in the final few seconds of the song.
Cut from the air, trail in the underpass, fall on your feet, feigning morality, chained to the heat, we're bound up in ecstasy. It's on. It's never enough. I've learned to see the best in me. I made a fade alive on the breeze. A bird, a bee, humanity. Well, it ain't all that much. It ain't all that much.
That song, A Bird, A Bee, Humanity, falls firmly in 4/4, classic pop meter. But Hemming and his musicians don't desert their favourite triple time. The Waltzometer clocks in a number of tracks, but would one have expected less, considering their fondness for a bit of the old 1-2-3? A roll call that includes one song that seems to sprout from the Sherman Brothers' Chim Chim Cheree.
Back when the lamplight was lit, I said I'll get used to this. Fight every reason and risk to see you again. Corralled in the comfort of faith, we slipped through the open gate, but now we're
The song, titled Be You Wherever, is not the only venture into waltz time on the Leisure Society's new album, Arrivals and Departures, and maybe there's an irony in the fact that a dance which brings two people together is also used to choreograph their separation. The title number is a case in point. Here, the bare acoustic piano introduction is an integral part of the song, setting up a sort of Erik Satie waltz, perhaps a wannabe gymnopedy. There's a twinge of dissonance in the first two phrases, but it soon settles down into white key simplicity. As is the expected template with the Leisure Society, it's soon picked up by the full band and taken for a whirl. But don't miss the exquisite coda, a few lines of reflection accompanied by strings plucked and bowed. Consciousness, old friends become acquaintances, and life's never better. We're out of luck and out of time, the mortal coil of modern life has summoned us to start a fire or writhe in the gutter in the rain. Without a shore, well, maybe I'm not here at all. A phantom life dissolved in thoughts of why, where, and whether you were true.
Impossible now. Due to the pill swallowed all. Now I put aside every letter I write. I wait for the cactus to bloom. I lend to wait for a minute to say a final
When you listen to Nick Hemming launching his 60 minutes of arrivals and departures, you might wonder whether the personal has encroached somewhat on the group's customary brand of dispassionate. Perhaps they sense it themselves when they break from the mould in the song Beat of a Drum, searching for not only spiritual rebalancing, but also for something in the line of musical solace. In Hemming's words, a search for a sound billowing in the nowhere of now. To my ears, there's a flickering of calypso fire here, brimming under what sounds like a conga line to a Bo Diddley beat. Right at the end, passion in the form of some incendiary guitar is allowed to flare, but only briefly. And who could not offer silent or even raucous applause for Brian Eno's synthesizer simmerings? As always, Nick Hemming is a master of melancholia, and melancholia is never that far from these songs, particularly in the penultimate track, You've Got the Universe, just before the album ends with the equivocal assurance of ways to be saved. What could be more melancholic for some than the last dance of the prom? And this is the ambience that runs through You've Got the Universe, the almost skeletal opening offers no hint of the languorous 12/8 time that sits in, built over a simple shift between two major chords. The way in which Hemming floats his voice over these structural goalposts is the stuff of heart-tugging, ending in a final truth and emotional anchoring as he sings "Every night feeds the dust," followed by "Every morning breaks untouched."
I'm waking up in a crowded room. Feel I'm breaking under the gaze of you. All those words weren't enough to the universe.